From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nick Reisman reports for Spectrum News that Governor Kathy Hochul said on December 15th that the state budget this year should not include any tax increases or budget cuts. Hochul said, and I quote, "I don't believe that raising taxes in a time in which we just cut taxes makes sense. We just did that a year ago. I'm not going to turn around and say we're raising taxes. I don't foresee that," end quote. Carolyn Martinez Class, the campaign coordinator of the Invest in Our New York campaign, wishes Hochul would change her mind. Martinez Class said, and I quote, "New York voters overwhelmingly think the wealthy paying what they should in taxes makes sense. It allows the state to invest in services that benefit everyone. It's disappointing that the governor is not centering the needs of the people who elected her to office," end quote. Outgoing Budget Director Robert Mojica said the economy has several troubling indicators currently. Mojica said, and I quote, "The outlook is extraordinarily challenging. We're seeing most consensus economic forecasters predicting an economic downturn, which is driven by the actions of the federal government," end quote. You can read the full story at Spectrum News. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that Catskills Board of Education unanimously voted December 14th to spend up to $238,299.40 for emergency repairs at the middle school after a water main break caused a boiler room flood earlier this month. Insurance may cover some of the repairs, and the district repair service fund will pay the balance. The water main broke on December 2nd, at first canceling school for middle and high school students on December 5th. The next day, high school students returned to classrooms, while Catskills middle school students studied online until moving into the high school on December 12th. Interim Superintendent of Schools Thomas Bongiovi wrote a message to parents, and I quote, "We believe that in-person instruction is the best way for our students to learn, and we know that there will be kinks along the way. We are hoping to get our students back to their home at CMS as soon as possible," end quote. Read the full story at Porcupine Soup. Christy Gustafson Barlett reports in the Times Union that Randy McCartan retired from WRVE 99.5 FM after 40 years working in local radio. McCartan said, and I quote, "I may be doing some part-time on-air work after the first of the year on the river. I am also continuing my voiceover work and audiobook narration," end quote. It isn't the first time he left the local airwaves, as iHeartMedia let him go with many others, but McCartan returned to the River Station in May 2020, nearly 5 months. McCartan had hosted the River Morning Show with Randy McCartan, which became the River Morning Show with Randy and Rachel. His co-host Rachel Davis also left the station, and now Kevin Rush hosts the station's morning show from Florida until a permanent replacement is named. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.